Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prisoners Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, my wonderful pastor, Missionary Velvet, be coming on live in the service. There was, amen, a message that was preached at the Trident Fire Church, praise God, later on in the broadcast. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make the change, a real change, in your life. Lord, has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons, preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in 2020. This is July 2022. Amen. Still on radio, preaching the gospel like we always do. But we're waiting for the green light. Soon we get a green light, going back into jails and prisons to minister to those that are behind prison bars. Praise God. We, in the midst of this powerful message, talking about going into the promised land, we're talking about the law. Amen. How that Jesus came on the inside to, amen, make us holy. Praise God. Now, I know some people want to get upset when you start talking about church denominations. But Jesus did not command us to have all these religions and church denominations out here. But he commanded us to do one thing, that is to be holy. The Bible says so, 1 Peter 1:16, where God's commanded, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what he said. He said, be holy. That's what he said. He didn't say all this other stuff people doing. So people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. So we're going to continue the message later on. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Praise the Lord. Talking about entering into the promises of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's get ready for a song of worship. Praise the Lord. Before the message. Praise God. Enjoy this song of worship. Praise God.
I just looked up today, realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for. Between the altar and the door, I bought the lies that promised more. Here I go again. Broken, but limitless love has called me from the
Praise the Lord. Amen. All the Lord wants is our heart. Praise God. Amen. The Lord wants your soul. That's what he wants. Praise God. The Lord wants us to be holy. No need to waste time arguing over church denominations. So don't get mad. Just get in line with the word of God. Get in line with the Bible. Praise the Lord. Because it's not going to go away. The word of God commands us to be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:15-16. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what God said. Not what man said, is what the Almighty said. So we must be holy. Praise God. Amen. That's why I preach it. Live right if you want to make heaven your home. Let's get ready for this powerful message. I'm going to tell you, it's a Holy Ghost filled message. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Talking about going into the promised land. Praise God. Amen. Let's hear some more of this powerful message preached at the Trial and the Fire Church. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready to go to church. Praise God. Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen. The Lord, amen, got some wonderful things in store for his people. And the Lord wants us to live. Because in God there's no such thing as death.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord wants us to live. And when Jesus comes in us, he brings life in our soul. And Jesus changes our insides and calls us to live a life to please the Lord.
Amen.
Because Jesus comes in, the devil goes out.
Yeah.
And that's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away, behold all things come new.
Amen.
Now Jesus come to change your life.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Now some people talk about they got Jesus, but their life hasn't changed. If your life hasn't changed, you don't have it. Because when Jesus comes inside of you, your life gonna change.
Yes,
your conversation will change.
Yes, right, amen.
Your attitude, how you treat people,
yes, sir.
All of that will change,
amen,
when Jesus comes on the inside.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you because, amen, that's how you know you're saved from your sins. Because the Lord be done come on the inside of you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Causing you to live a brand new life.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Now, Jesus come to get the people ready so you'll be able to make it to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. We talked about how that God, amen, brought the children of Israel to get ready to go into the promised land. Amen. And how that they wouldn't obey Moses, some of them would and wouldn't. And then because they are unbelief, and because they wouldn't believe the report of Joshua and Caleb, God let them stay in the wilderness for 40 years. And they all died. And the children went into the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb went in with the second generation. Amen. Praise God. He went into the promised land. And then, amen, through Joshua, they conquered the people that was over there and threw them out of there. And they inherited the promised land. God. Now, God gave Israel the promised land. He gave it to them. And just like God gave Israel the promised land, God got heaven for us.
Amen.
Therefore, the Lord wants us to have heaven.
Yes.
Praise God. And Jesus came as being a way to get us ready so that we can make heaven our home.
Amen.
Praise God. The devil don't want you to get there. But I'm here to determine that I'm not going to let Satan stop me.
That's all right.
But I'm going to press my way so I can make it to the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
God.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to try to wrap the message up, praise the Lord. We,
thank you.
Amen. Did two phases of it. Glory to God. We talked about the law. Amen. And praise God. Let you know, amen, that the ceremonial law was fulfilled through Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus didn't come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill it.
Amen.
That's what he came to do.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Say Matthew 5:17. What did the Bible say? Say Matthew 5:17. Amen. Jesus come to fulfill the law.
Amen.
Praise God. What did the Bible say?
Think not that I have come to destroy the law and the prophets.
Amen. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. There's a lot of people talking about you ain't got to obey the law. That's not written in the Bible. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. When Jesus comes in us, we'll be able to live this word in our everyday life.
Amen.
Because Jesus put the law in our hearts, so we'll be able to obey it, which is the word of God. See, the devil don't want people to live right. That's the thing.
Amen.
See, he don't want people to live right.
Amen.
That's the reason why he got people running around talking about that. You don't have to keep the law. Because the devil don't want you to live right. The devil wants you to sin. Because he knows if you sin, you hide the way you're going to get to heaven if you sin. But Jesus came to take sin out of the sinner.
Amen.
So that we can be able to obey his word.
Yes.
And live according to please him in holiness and in righteousness.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And when Jesus comes in us, we fulfill the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll live this word because it be in our heart.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So Jesus came to put the word in our heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill it. Praise God. So people need to understand and know that. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm telling you, the Word of God is so wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hebrews. Let's make a start in the book of Hebrews 10:20. Start reading at verse 19. Hebrews 10:19-20. Let's see what the Bible says.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Now, Jesus fixed it so we can have boldness. And we do it through the blood. That's the reason why it's important to get the blood of Jesus in your life.
Thank you.
So when the blood comes in you, it will wash you and clean you up.
Yeah.
We sang the song, "What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus."
Yeah.
What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus' blood will come on the inside of us. And will, amen, clean us our heart out.
Yes.
We'll root out everything that's not right.
Thank you.
And bring us a brand new nature.
Yes.
The nature of Christ.
Thank you.
That's being the bone again. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, when Jesus put that blood in our soul,
yes.
I'll tell you, the devil got to get out of there.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'll tell you, Jesus, remember, breathe on the inside. We'll put that joy on the inside.
Yes.
Put that peace and love in your heart. We'll cause you to be brand new inside out.
Thank you.
What he doing?
Amen.
Tell you, amen. Because through the blood of Jesus.
Thank you,
praise God. The devil knows it. That's why the devil don't want folk to get the blood. Amen. The devil wants folk to bypass it. Amen. Praise God. But I want to let you know that, amen, if you want to be free, you got to go through the blood of the Jesus.
Yes, sir.
If you want the Lord to give you joy, you got to go through that blood.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. When that blood be applied to your heart, and will wash you and make you clean. You can walk in this world saying, I got victory,
yes,
over the devil. I got the devil on my feet.
Hallelujah.
I got joy like a river in my soul. Glory to God. And I can feel the power of God on the inside. I can feel Jesus stretching out in me. Because I cleaned up my house and put the devil out.
Yes.
I feel the Lord stretch it out in my soul.
Amen.
Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Can y'all be a witness?
Glory
to God. I tell you, it takes a limestone to build God's house.
Glory
to God. I tell you, when the Lord put that, with the blood of Jesus be applied to your soul, he break them cycles loose where the devil got to tie up. Well, you can't clap your hands.
Yes.
Can't pat your foot. I'll tell you, he burned it down, but Jesus will bust those bands asunder.
Yes.
He'll set you free.
Yes.
He'll give you that joy. You can't hold your peace.
Yes.
But you got to shout glory.
Glory.
Disobedient to Moses. They broke
sinful nature in them. They couldn't be free, but Jesus come by a new and living way. And he come to put things on a better promise. So that we can come out of sin. That's the New Testament time. Because the Bible declares that in St. Matthew 1:21, to the Virgin Mary, that she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus come to deliver you from what the devil got you tied to. He come to give you joy and peace that you can't find out there in the world. I'm telling you, Jesus satisfy your mind. He'll satisfy your mind on the inside. He'll give you that joy that you can't find in crack cocaine. You can't find in alcohol. You can't find in running to the beaches and things. But he'll give you joy like a river. I said joy like a river. He'll turn the woman at the well. I'll be in you a well of water. I said a well of water springing up. Just spring up in your soul. Don't devil run dry. But you got joy in the midst of sorrow. While the world is in turmoil. You got joy like a river. Just flowing in your soul. When things ain't going your way, you shout hallelujah. When the devil cursing you out, you shout hallelujah. Because you can't steal my joy. Because I got joy on the inside that the world didn't give to me. Amen. And the world can't take it away. Because I got Jesus on the inside of my soul. Can't y'all say amen? Can't y'all be a witness? Because it takes a milestone to build God's house. Ain't nothing dead going to heaven. But the Lord got for somebody. Got the life of Christ. Got the Holy Blood of Jesus. Just flowing down in their soul. Because they're alive. Because Jesus done put life in our soul. By that new and living way. Can't y'all say amen? Can't y'all be a witness? Christians today to be like Israel, be living up and down, be sinning and doing wrong, be all the time at the altar saying, Lord, forgive me for this, Lord, forgive me for that, Lord, forgive me for doing this, Lord, forgive me for acting like that. But I will tell you, Jesus came. I said, Jesus come to put things on a better promise. God, hard-headed spirit, that evil spirit that calls us to do wrong, we can get that mess out of us. So Jesus said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Let God say amen. Let God be a witness.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Yes, he will. Set you completely free from what the devil got you tied to. Praise God. Glory to God. Give you victory over the sin. Put the devil on your feet. Glory to God. It's a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Wrapping it up. Praise God. So stay tuned. Praise God. For more of the word of God being preached at the Trial and Fire Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. All this month we've been preaching the powerful word of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Let the word of God talk to their hearts. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, let them repent. Those pray. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Lord, you forgive me for my sin. Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they're speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the hospitals and nursing homes. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, coronavirus, flu bug. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, cast the drug demon out. Lord, the homosexual, lesbian demon. Lord, cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver people from, Lord, from drugs. Lord, deliver people from the lust of the flesh. Lord, from stealing and robbing. Lord, set the people free by your divine power. Bind that devil. You say in your word, where I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Where I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I bind that devil of drugs, that devil of, amen, of the lust of the flesh, that devil that both people have used profanity. Lord, that demon of homosexuality, lesbianism, I bind that devil. Send him back to the pit of hell where it comes from. Set the people free by your divine power. Lord, do these things, Lord. Lord, touch the people on death, on their serving life sentences. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, heavenboundtrain.org. Those of you that's incarcerated, you can write us. Let us know you enjoyed the broadcast. Missionary Vell be glad to receive your letters. Spanish-speaking inmates, write us for Spanish material. Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those of you that click into our website, amen. You got the kids can click in on the activity page. Be blessed with the many activities on the activity page. Learn about Jesus. Listen to Bible stories. Play Bible games. Puzzles. Links to puzzles. And just Bible puzzles, that is. And just enjoy yourself on the Heaven Bound Train website. Be amen. Be blessed. Praise God. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holm, leave my closing thought that if Jesus, I'm a Jesus man. If Jesus come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God. Call WHAP 1340, 96.1 FM dial. Just tell them thank you for the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. Be greatly appreciated. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, said leaving you with my closing thought that if Jesus come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Next week for more, the Heaven Bound Train, Prison Prison Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.